Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome. And it is Sunday night, and what a wonderful Sunday it's been. The weather in the UK has been absolutely fantastic today. And we've been outside in the sunshine and walking around in nature as well. We went around to down in Leamington Jefferson's Gardens, which is lovely gardens. So, great show again today. We're looking forward to getting quite a few calls in. It's Raising the Vibration, and we do it with love. My name's John Sabin, spiritualmedium.org.uk. You can email me, which is John, which is spelt J-O-N, and not J-O-H-N, as a lot of people do. So J-O-N at spiritualmedium.org.uk. You can get me on Facebook as well, John Sabin, Spiritual Medium and Healer, Twitter, John Sabin Psychic, and LinkedIn as well. So welcome, everybody, and I hope you've all had a good weekend as well, or still enjoying your weekend, because in some places it's still daytime. But yes, we're in the UK. It's dark here. It's 9:30. I've got a cat doing a run around the front room. Cheers, thank you. Put me off in a little bit now. This cat just come running in. You know, when sometimes you see things out the corner of your eye, and that's a perfect one to start with. Because as always, I was listening to a friend of mine earlier on doing a little bit of a video, live video feed earlier, and all of a sudden the energy just ramped up in the room and in the place, and there was things flying around and moving around and all different kinds of things going on. So yeah, when the cat ran in there, I thought it was just another cat. I do tend to have a cat that follows me around, a spirit cat that is. Which is a beautiful, beautiful little black cat. My first experience with this cat was when I was away somewhere. I think it was Tenerife I was in, and I'd gone to Tenerife for a few days over a birthday period. It was quite a few years ago, before I got into all this. And I woke up in the middle of the night for some random reason, and there was this cat sat on the end of my bed. And as I sort of jumped up, the cat jumped off and ran into the bathroom. So I went running off after it, thinking that the door was open and there was a cat there somewhere, but obviously there wasn't. And I was like, oh my God, what's this cat for? Hadn't got a clue. Anyway, I then noticed that every time something was about to happen, or something was happening at that time that I wasn't comfortable with or didn't really like, relationships or, you know, situations and stuff, this cat would always appear. And luckily enough, I wasn't the only one that saw it, which was nice. Other people started seeing this black cat that would be around as well. So it was obviously there just to give me some comfort, which is really, really nice. So tonight we've got quite a few people on the call, on the switchboard already. We've got to say hello to Pugmama63 in the chat room there, so welcome. If anybody else wants to come in the chat room and ask any questions in there, please feel free to do so. So we're going to try and get through quite a few of these calls tonight, hopefully all of them this evening. So some of the questions we're going to be looking at this evening as well is, have you had any paranormal experiences or spiritual kind of awakenings, you know, weird and wonderful things that happen to ourselves, you know, because everybody goes through these kind of things. Oh, and I've just noticed we've got my daughter that's just come in the chat room as well. So love you, Charlie Evans, and welcome. She's over in Alabama at the minute, and she's studying and stuff out there and enjoying the sunshine, as far as I know, because she was wearing her sunglasses on Skype the other day, first time that she'd Skyped me. Yeah, welcome, Charlie. So we are going to go straight to our call. It's callers in a minute, because some of them have been waiting for 20 minutes before the show had even started. So I want to get through some of those tonight, like I say, if I can. We're also going to talk about healers and healing. There was a great documentary that I watched about some healers in the Amazon. Really deep, deep in the Amazon jungle they were, and it was absolutely amazing the stuff that they were doing. So we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight as well, and about yourselves and stuff that's going on with you guys and how you can help yourselves, those that are developing. We've got to say hello to Walsh as well, who's in the chat room. So we're going to look, look at ourselves, our chakras, starting out in mediumship and stuff like that, if we get to it. Oh, yes, and we've also got the ghost radar. If you remember the ghost radar that we had on last week, which was quite funny, the ghost radar classic, which you can get on most phones. I've got one of these Windows phone jobbies, and the ghost radar thing, it's called ghost radar, but it's a great little tool. It really is good fun, because spirits like to use it and bring words and things out to you. If you remember some of the stories I told last week, we had when myself and Teresa were camping and we got this out, and the spirits were bringing through words and stuff that we were talking about half an hour ago. So it's just started up now. So I'm going to leave that there and see if anything comes from that. I'm going to turn it down just a little bit. So Sunday night it is, and welcome everybody. And we're going to go straight to our first caller, because they've been waiting quite a while over there now. So, looks like we've just, in fact, the one we were going to, we've just lost one, which I do look like it was a UK number as well. Well, that's a shame. So let's go to this one. Say hello. Hello there.
Oh, hi, John. This is Donna from California. How are you?
Oh, very well, Donna. Welcome, welcome. Lovely to hear from you.
Thank you.
I've got a little bit of a bad line going there. It's a little bit crackly, but if you can speak up a bit for me, that'd be great.
Okay. Is that better now?
Yeah, that's a bit better. That's wonderful.
Okay. I'll ask you a question. I wanted to know if you see a relationship coming in for me and if my finances would be getting better.
Oh, right. Classic questions. Everybody likes to know about relationships and finances. Okay. Okay, see if anybody's going to come forward and help us with this. Oh, okay. Right, I've got a gentleman that steps forward. He's quite old. He's only about 5'6", 5'7", in height. He would have had darker hair when he was younger. He's showing me that when he was younger, he used to have like a little side parting. So he used to comb it over to the left quite a bit. And it was sort of like a dark to a light grey with this guy. Okay. He's just going straight into things here. And he's talking quite fast as well. And that's what he would have been like when he was here. Okay, he's talking about family as well, so I'm putting him around the family somewhere, so he's very close to you. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
He keeps putting his hands down, so he's like, he sort of wants you to sort of slow down a bit and take time for yourself. We all want that perfect relationship to sort of turn up tomorrow, you know? But sometimes we have to be ourselves. And I get the feeling that's what he's trying to say, because he's just putting his both hands down to sort of slow you down a bit and not rush on ahead for some reason. Right. He's talking about around the corner here now. Are we still going on the relationship thing here. Oh, he's nodding his head. So, yeah. So, we're still going on the relationship thing here. So, there is somebody that's around the corner. Okay. He's talking about a few months. So, somebody's going to sort of... Oh, he's going pop up as well. Pop up. So, somebody's going to pop up over the next few months. It may not turn into a relationship straight away, because I feel there's going to be some, because he's putting the connection together, a bit of a link. So it's not all going to come straight away, full on, okay? You'll get to know each other beforehand. Okay. But I do feel there's going to be a nice connection there, because he's still holding his hands together.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, and he's put some flowers over the top as well. So I've got to give you some lovely purple flowers. So there's a great connection to spirit there as well. And he's also bringing in some yellow. So he wants to bring some upliftment to you at this time and some knowledge as well. And as I'm talking about knowledge, he's saying knowledge of yourself. Which is very interesting. I haven't had that before. Right, okay. When I was just sitting meditating, because I always meditate and do a little bit of an opening up process before I come and do the show, I went into myself to ask some questions and get some answers. And that's what I feel would be good for you too, because we have the answers to everything in the universe within us already. And I feel that I can go in myself, as in you, okay, go in myself and ask these questions and get the answers. But you have to trust in the answers that you get. Okay?
Yeah.
Right, what else is he bringing through this? Okay, he's also talking about bridge. So you've had quite a bit of, we all have stuff that goes on in our lives, okay? And you've had quite a bit go on over the past few years, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. And he's talking about this bridge, and it's like you've come over this bridge now. So you've surmounted a lot of challenges and stuff like that that's been put towards you, you know, and put forward for you. And it's sort of like you've come through them with flying colours. Even though you may not think that you have, he's sticking his thumbs up and waving a little flag for you. So. He's saying that you've done really well with some of the lessons that has come your way. Okay. Some of the choices, he says, he probably wouldn't have took, but it was right for you. Okay. Okay. He's going straight into finances. And he's tightening the purse strings here. So keep an eye on your finances at this time. Okay. And tighten your purse strings a little bit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going with that? I can't quite make out what he's saying about finances here. Is it that you're looking for a new job or changing job or?
I don't have a job. Yeah.
You don't have a job. Sure. Okay. So you're looking for one. Okay. Cool. That's interesting, because he's just saying, so the job will come, or a job will come, I can't, which one is it, sir? Because I'm getting two here, I'm getting job and the fella, and I'm getting the 3 months mark. So there's some connection with the job, the fella that's round the corner, and the finances, and the 3 months. But I can't quite make out what it is. It's some connection between those three. Okay? So when one of them arrives, the other two are going to come with it. So I'm going with the 3 months, okay? Once around that 3 months mark, a job is going to present itself to you, or you're going to find it. And then I do feel that around that time as well, because, he's saying when you lift yourself up a little bit and your spirit, that's when this gentleman is going to come around as well. And obviously finances will get better.
Well, three months
comes
soon. I mean,
it does sound a long time, but it'll just fly by. So that's why he was saying tighten the purse strings. Okay. So, what's your finances at the minute? But yeah, I mean that's awesome. That's really good. Okay. Anything else there? Okay. So we've got some cards tonight as well. We've got our Oracle date, our daily Oracle cards for this evening. So let's see what the angels want to bring through for you. I'll bring two cards for you. Okay, it's telling me to do it that way. Okay. Oh, that's hilarious. Right, your two cards that have come out. Your first one is ground yourself. Okay. We were talking about your good connection and stuff with spirit earlier on. So when you detach from your consciousness of your body and the physical world, you become ungrounded. Although it's pleasant to float heavenward, your attention and work are needed upon the earth. We're helping you balance the spiritual and material so that you can enjoy a fulfilling earthly life. Okay? So we talked about flowers earlier on. We've got some lovely flowers on here. Talked about the yellow earlier on as well, and the purple. Lots of pink for love. So if you feel yourself going lightheaded at times, or not quite with it and stuff like that, just send those roots out from the bottom of your feet. And just imagine them going down, getting thicker and bigger down into the center of the earth. Okay? And that will ground you a bit more. Good to do it once a day or do it in the morning.
Okay.
And your second card is, you're going to laugh at this, because it's the wedding card.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I do want to get married, so, yeah, that's great.
Absolutely perfect. It says, marriage is the union of two souls joined in love. Okay, mutual respect and commitment. It signifies a desire to deepen love over time. Your wedding day is a testament to your well-founded faith in love's power. Continually breathe life into that faith and love, dearest one. Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. So we've got a lovely angel in here with a wedding dress on, and she's standing like an arch of more flowers. So there's more flowers coming in there for you. And I like the way it says a desire to deepen love over time. And when we said earlier on, this guy will come round. You'll get to know each other before it all kicks off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lovely, isn't it? That's lovely.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Brilliant stuff. Yeah, I don't know what is there nothing else that I'm being seen on those cards itself. So yeah. Wow. What a great first call.
Thank you. Don, that was wonderful. Well, I look forward to the next 3 months.
Yeah, let us know. Keep in touch, won't you? Let me know how it goes and when this job arrives. Yeah. However it comes, you know. Trust however it comes to you, whether it comes you know, whether you find it or it finds you. You know, these things tend to present themselves to us in whatever form. So, you know, trust and go for it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Donna. I appreciate it.
All right. It's an absolute pleasure, Donna. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Nice meeting you. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. Wow, what a great first call, Donna there. And what beautiful cards as well. Absolutely beautiful cards. So yeah, you know, a lot of questions that we do get, obviously, are relationship ones. Do you know, sometimes I really just hate answering those ones. But I know it's spirit that come through and tell me how to deal with it, which is great. And what a lovely guy that came through as well. Very, very nice indeed, and lovely energy around him this evening. So, oh yes. They're just making me aware of my little mantra that I do before every show as well. Oh, we've got to say hello to Gemini Moon in the chat room. Hey, how you doing? I hope you've had a fantastic week. So my little mantra that I do is I am, I can, I will. I am, I can, I will. Okay. I am divine. I am a child of God. I can do anything and I will do it. And that's one of the little mantras that I do love to say quite a lot of the time as well. So we've still got some more callers. We're going to get over to those as soon as I can, because we've got somebody that's been waiting nearly 30 minutes, so I've got to get over to them. So we're talking about also paranormal experiences or spiritual awakenings. A lot of people are having these spiritual awakenings at the minute. It's like a mass consciousness of awakening that's going on all around the world. And it's great to see as well. I had mine quite a few years ago. And to think sometimes I have to go back and remind myself of this time that I had this awakening. I've always had it with me, and people have told me before that I can do this and connect and all this kind of stuff, and you just think, oh yeah, you know, whatever, and carried on with the rest of my life. Didn't really do a lot about it. And we used to love, myself and Charlie, he's in the chat room, we used to love watching Most Haunted and stuff like that. We used to love things. We used to have some, like, special nights sitting watching those. And I was always interested in the paranormal and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. I thought it was amazing. And then I just had this massive awakening. And it literally happened. I'm going to say it did happen over a few years, because the stuff that I was doing at the time was all part of it. It was all very carefully planned by Spirit, and I know this, and I'm so grateful and so thankful for them for helping me through everything that I went through, just to you know, not only have the experiences, but to come out the other side eventually. I mean, there was times that I thought that I wouldn't get through it, you know. And it was like being on, even though I'd got family and friends there, but I was on my own, you know, because nobody else was experiencing this. It was just me. And I did have Spirit there. I could hear them and I could feel them, you know. On the odd occasion, I could see them, and not knowing exactly what was going on and what was happening. It was scary stuff. And when I thought that I'd gone rock bottom, you know, I'd give up my house. Relationships I lost, had my own company, which I just let run into the ground. You know, I ended up in hospital a few times, and never thought that you know, it would end. You know, I thought that was it. Once I was in there, I thought, that's it, I'm in, and I'm not coming out. But, you know, being a fighter that I am, and we all are, I managed to keep going. And I did manage to come out the other side, to have this massive awakening of what's really going on, what's really around us, and what we can really do. It's absolutely mind blowing. But I'm writing a book at the minute, and it's all going to be in the book. I don't know when it's going to be published or anything, but yeah, there's an ongoing book that I'm doing. In fact, there's two, because there's the horror story side of things, which is the first part of my life. Well, it wasn't really a horror story, but the first part of my life up to 40 years. And then when it all started going downhill and I started having this awakening at the beginning. And then obviously the day that I first sat with somebody and they said, this is what you're meant to be doing. This is who you've got with you. Blah, blah, blah. You can do this if you want to. So there's one starting from there as well. So keep your eyes open for that in the coming years. We're going to go straight over to our next caller, because they've been waiting ever such a long time. Hello.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Sorry to keep you waiting, because I know you've been waiting for ages, haven't you?
Okay.
What's your name, and whereabouts are you from?
My name is Trish, and I'm calling from New Hampshire.
Wow, Trish, New Hampshire. What's it like over there? I bet that's lovely.
It is lovely. However, there's a snowstorm tomorrow.
Oh no! Oh. I would like to. I'd like to say you're really lucky, because they kept saying over in the UK that we were going to get snow and we're going to have this and we're going to have that, and we didn't. It would just been nice just to have that one nice big blanket of snow, at least, just to go and walk out in it, you know, in the dull evening light, with a pair of headphones in and the crunching in the snow. But we haven't had that, so I'm sure you'll enjoy that tomorrow.
No, I'm pretty darn much done. I live in New England, so we get enough snow.
Oh, okay. All right, then. So how can we help you, Trish?
I'm wondering if you can give me some messages from Spirit around relationship.
Okay, all right. We'll see who comes through for you and see what they've got to tell you. Okay. I have. Well, I've got two ladies that have come in for you. Now, one lady that's coming in, she would have had blonde hair when she was younger, and it's quite sort of straight, and it's just past her shoulders. She's got a lovely set of eyes, really lovely. How can I describe that? All I can see is her eyes, and she's got lovely eyes, really kind, that's it, really kind eyes. She's got a lovely little smile on her, her lips are, they're not big, but then, they're not full, if you know what I mean. It's not a full set of lips, but she's lovely. There's an older lady that comes in with her as well. Okay, what have you got to tell us? Ooh. The older lady's talking about tall, dark and handsome. Okay. So I don't know whether this guy is in your life at the minute, because the guy that I can see, he's got lovely dark brown hair, and he's got really nice skin as well. Okay. I'm trying to look at his hairstyle and what they're showing me, just to give you a bit of an idea of what this guy's possibly going to look like. He's quite tall, okay, I can get he's quite tall, and he's quite smart looking. So he dresses quite well from what they're showing to me, because the older lady, she's not telling me who she is or anything else yet. She's just saying that she approves of this guy. Because he'll wear shoes. I get the feeling he will wear shoes for work, for what he does for work, okay? And they're black ones, and they're very shiny. And that's what she likes. She likes the fact that he shines his shoes, or his shoes are clean. Okay. But they're not saying whether you know him now or whether he's coming around the corner. Okay.
Right.
So does that ring a bell of anybody that you know at the minute?
It doesn't.
It doesn't, okay. So it must be somebody that's coming in then. Because I'm still not sure about that. I'm still in between the two. Okay. He looks like a friend of mine's brother. Yeah, he's about 5'8", 5'9", I reckon, this guy. So he's quite tall. But lovely mannerisms around him. Okay, what else have you got to tell us? I keep getting the name Wendy. Wendy, where's Wendy around you?
I don't know a Wendy.
You don't know a Wendy? Okay, so why are we getting the name Wendy? You haven't got a Wendy anywhere in your friends or your family?
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's a bit strange, because normally they're bang on with their names. All right. I'm going to write Wendy down, just in case we've got a Wendy waiting.
Okay.
Okay. Right, okay, what else would you like to say? Somebody's pushing buttons. Okay. Why are you pushing buttons? That's a bit random. I've just got somebody here pushing buttons. And they're blue ones as well. Okay. Do you work in like a communication role or something? Do you talk a lot to people on phones and things, or is it... I can't see what the pushing buttons is. I've just got these blue buttons being pushed. I'm trying to piece it together.
Yeah, no, I'm confused as well.
Okay. I've still got these buttons. There's something to do with buttons and blue buttons. I was trying to put the communication with the blue, you see, and the talking. Okay, so we'll just go with it anyway. So if you find somebody that's pushing blue buttons and stuff, then that's what's coming out there. Okay, that's really random. Let's see what the angels
okay.
have got
I
to
will,
say.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me just we'll pull a card for you. Right, okay. So, we've got opportunity to forgive is your card. A situation brings you to the opportunity to heal, grow, and release negative patterns. Hold the intention of seeing another person's inner divine light and goodness. We will help you release unforgiving thoughts, feelings, and energies and lift you to a higher place of peace and compassion. Okay. So we've got blue on this card as well. So this... There's something going on with blue with you at the minute. Have you got... Okay, everybody's got stuff that they need to get rid of, okay, and release. It says on here, to release negative patterns. Do you find that there's like a similar pattern that you have throughout your relationships?
No, but I did have an issue with my last relationship that does need to have an opportunity to forgive.
Okay. Right, and I take it you do still have the phone.
Pardon?
Press the buttons, and I take it you still have the number of this person to press the buttons and communicate.
Yes,
perfect. Okay, that's where it is then. So you need to forgive and forgive what's gone in the past before you can move on forward. I'm glad we got there in the end.
Yeah,
that's cool. Okay, brilliant. All right, superb. I shall leave that with you, so good luck with that.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
All right, no problem at all. Okay, take care.
You too.
Thanks, buddy. Wow, blimey. I'm glad we got there at the end on that one. I was thinking, what are these blue buttons going on about? So there we go. Yeah, it's the cards brought it out there. Opportunity to forgive and call and communicate. See, spirit always know, and they like to work differently as well, which is really cool. It's really interesting. And it keeps me on my toes, and they certainly do like to make me work. So, we were talking about the spiritual awakening stuff. Everybody's having these spiritual awakening. Hang on a minute. We've just got somebody come here in the chat room. But you were picking up on this lady, Wendy, who calls every psychic on here, has had hand surgeries and her brother committed. Don't know, but she's a bit of a... Okay. There is somebody that does need a little bit of help out there. So thank you very much for that, Pug Mama. It could be going to her. We'll have to see. Okay. A lot of people are having these spiritual awakenings and having experiences and stuff that they don't understand. So if you do know anybody that's going through stuff that they don't understand, try and talk to them, you know. We're all spiritual beings having a human existence, as you all know, and what I tell you every week. And sometimes people just need a little bit of reassurance now and again, you know, that they are not on their own through this. Especially with the changing of the energies, you know, you'll probably see on Facebook that we're going through all these different changes in the energy. We're going into the 4 and 5D and the consciousness and all that kind of stuff. So the whole energy of the planet is changing, and the planet trying to heal itself as well. You know, we've done so much damage over the years to this beautiful planet that has allowed us to live on here and have this experience, and look what we're doing to it, you know. So obviously, you know, the planet's going to want to repair itself, you know. So there's lots and lots of different stuff going on there. So we're going to go straight over to our other callers because we've got a queue of callers there. Okay, here we go. Hello.
Hello, John. This is Pug Mama.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for taking my call.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. And I was just reading your other bit then, as I was pressing play on your thingy. I was just reading what you wrote there as well. And you're right, we are all on the journey together. You know, we're on slightly different paths, but you know, we're all on the same journey. We all start here and we all end here in this life. You know,
we all have our own learning curve too. So you know, and the more you learn on the ascension path, the more you realize how much you don't know.
Yes, exactly. Exactly,
so if you
yeah.
can, if you can, like I say to my friend Walsh here, who's in the chat room too. I mean, you know, you try to share some of the breadcrumbs you've followed with the guy behind you, you know, to keep the path going. You know,
that's it. Yeah, you know, there's so, like you say, you know, there is so many people that are going through this, and if we can pass on our experiences and our knowledge of you know of how we did it, they may be able to take a little piece of that helps them. You know,
exactly.
Get through whatever they're going through. So whereabouts are you then, Pug Mama? Do we call you Pug Mama, or do you have a name, or
Marty? I'm Marty, but
Marty.
Yeah. Since I was in the chat, I just figured I'd tell you I was, you know, who I was. But
that's brilliant.
I'm in now Pennsylvania. Yeah, I'm across the pond too. So
lovely. Fantastic. And it's are you having nice weather there at the minute, or is it a little bit dull?
It's overcast and damp and chilly and kind of yuck, but you know, it's March, you'll have these things.
Yeah, you do indeed. I'm glad we're not the only ones that get it.
Oh no, trust me, we get our share. Doesn't
brilliant.
Mean I have to like it, but
no. Cool. So what can we do for you today, Marty?
Well, dear heart, I always like to try to remain open to whatever spirit wants to bring through. But
super.
As a little caveat, I thought I'd ask you one thing.
Go on.
I had a session with a shaman, you know, via phone. He's far from here. But, I don't know, a month or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically we worked on trying to clear some old, a lot of it kind of buried childhood psychological crud that I hadn't been able to dig up on my own, working the ascension path thing. So,
okay.
And he said that, you know, okay, well, basically here, this is your homework assignment kind of thing when we're done. And, you know, I'll do a follow-up with you. And, you know, because then we were going to move on to doing some soul retrieval work and possibly some DNA repair kind of stuff.
Cool.
And I started, I don't know, I got the feeling that, okay, I'm ready to go to the next step, but then just in the last 24 hours, I've been getting this funny feeling like maybe, I don't know, like maybe I shouldn't work with him more, or I was wondering if you'd get anything on that, or if it's something else that's going on there, I don't know.
Okay, a couple of things could be going on there. If you feel in your gut that there's something just not quite right for you at that time with that person, go with your gut. But double check, just in case it's your ego that's coming in and your ego's trying to stop you from releasing whatever it is that you need to release and get fixed.
Well, you know, that's the rub. That's why, because I'm very much, I'm an empath and I do try to feel my way into things, you know, to bypass the monkey mind, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes it really is hard when it's for yourself. And you know what I mean? You second guess and, you know, is the ego getting in the way? And which is, that's why I brought it up to you. Or if one of my minions on the other side wants to step forward and put their two cents in. I mean, and you know how dumb it is? The feeling that I'm getting is just that there's something, I get the feeling that for some reason he just maybe just doesn't like me, you know, which may or may not affect him working with me. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll keep chatting for a minute because nobody's sort of come through. Oh, okay. as I'm talking to you, one of your helpers, I presume this is a helper, I've got a very short person that's come in. Very short person, almost dwarf-like. Okay, and I feel this is one of your helpers, and I'm getting stay on the path for now. Okay, they've got he's very comical, this guy as well, very comical. He's got a lot of energy. Okay, what else are you going to tell us? Right. Okay. So there is a lesson to be learned there. Oh, because the shaman that's working with you, is going to be able to help you with certain stuff, but he's not going to be able to help you with other stuff. You'll really know when it's time to move instead of not sure. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. All right. So basically, I should go ahead and let him work on the soul retrieval and stuff like that.
Yeah. You've obviously done the background checks on him and everything else, and you know, he's a stand-up sort of shaman, and
he's
been working as a shaman.
He literally doesn't charge. I mean, and he doesn't even expect you to pay. You can leave him, as he calls it, a love offering via his website if you wish. But
wow.
He works with you for free. So, I mean, he's in it for the right reasons. He's altruistic,
yeah. You
know,
cool.
And he's got a lot of testimonials and stuff. I actually heard him interviewed on a program with another
Fantastic. Psychic,
so yeah.
Brilliant. Oh, that's great. So yeah, you know, I always trust in what spirit tell me, you know. But yeah, he's saying stay on the path with him. I feel that the soul retrieval side of things, which he's talking about now, is going to be really good for you. There is some other stuff, you might be able to, you can pass this on as well, because they're talking about there is some other stuff in a couple of previous lives that needs to be dealt with.
Well, that was kind of something else I, you know, was hoping would come up.
Okay.
You know, fairly, there's one previous life in particular that I have better knowledge of than most of them, because I actually went to that when I was in regression, and I was shown what my primary baggage was from that, and I believe I worked through that. But I've been starting to get the integrations of the past life soul shards, and there's been two that I've been aware of that have come
cool.
in recently, but I don't. No, I mean, we've all supposedly had thousands, you know, so
yeah.
I don't know what other baggage I'm carrying around from any of those. So, yeah, anything you could get on that would be really helpful because, yeah, I think when you're in regression, your guides kind of do triage and take you to the one that's the biggest pile of yuck you got to deal with first, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they do. And the one that they're literally just talking about too at the minute. So when you go and do your next whatever it is that you're going to do, there's obviously two that they want you to work on first. So, and I'm glad that you already know that there is two. So that's cool. They're just confirming that for you. Okay. Your shaman will pick this up as well, but it'll be good confirmation for you, because I'm actually going into a different reality, a different dimension as well. So you must be working in other dimensions or realities as well as this one.
Trying.
Are you trying? Okay, so that's cool. You obviously are, because he's taken me through a portal, which means that I am working somewhere else as well. Okay, so there's something with the retrieval with that as well. So there may be a little bit more of something that's going on. Okay, but they're just saying the shaman will know what to do. He'll know all about it, so that's fine. Okay. So keep strong with this. Stick with it until you get that feeling that that's it, because I do feel this guy's going to help you quite a lot, even if he's a bit abrupt and he's a bit sort of not, do you know what I mean? I do feel he's going to help you quite a lot. He's going to be a good asset, if you know what I mean, to your sort of, to your being.
Yeah, because when I first stumbled across him, I really felt strongly compelled to contact him, because I have felt, just on my own reflection and meditation and looking back on this life and stuff, that, you know, and I was aware of, you know, the whole soul loss phenomenon, you know, through traumas, be they physical, psychological, whatever, that parts of you split off, you know, in order to cope and stuff. And, I mean, I could look back and very easily see the difference, you know, over different periods of my life. And, yeah, and it was like I had no, you know, zest anymore, that I, you know, I used to be very different that way.
Oh, bless
you. So as soon as I did contact him, he's like, Oh, yeah, you definitely do have soul loss. You're absolutely right. It's good you contacted me, but we got to work on this first. So that was kind of how that all went down. So
cool. Excellent.
So I don't
suppose
they want to fill me in on any of the typical stuff like romance coming in or money, huh?
he's just standing there laughing and he's doing a bit of a dance now.
Oh, little bugger's mocking me, huh?
So yeah, he's not going to come up with that one. He's got a little bit of a shake of the finger going on. Oh, he's just put a big question mark up. Big question mark. What's that then?
So basically, you're not meant to know. Do your homework. It'll come
when
it comes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Right. We'll see what card he's going to let us pick out. I've just noticed in the chat room there we've got Gemini Moon. She also agrees with the original there. Something's not quite right. So Grace is double check. But you'll know once you've had enough. But yeah, okay. Let's have a... That one there, he says. Okay. Ha ha! Funny. That's funny. And that one there. That one there. Okay. Brilliant. Both cards. You're going to like these because your first one that he's chosen for you is joy. Joy. While he's dancing about, having a laugh, he says, "Joy is the highest energy of all. It's the magical sense that everything is possible. Joy springs from appreciating the gifts within each moment. Joy allows you to attract and create your present and future moments at their highest possible levels." Okay. And your other card is Child. "You care deeply about children and they readily respond to your love. All children, including your own inner child, require love, affection and attention. We can clear and open your heart and schedule so that you can give more time and energy to the children who need you, including yourself." Okay.
I've been trying to resuscitate my inner child for a long time.
Brilliant. Okay.
It's kind of been in a coma, so.
Okay. Well, that's coming both straight from them to, yeah. Joy and work on your inner child. And I do feel that having a little bit of fun is going to raise the vibration of you, because I can just feel that the shaking going. Something I used to do, that I used to enjoy, will bring that inner child out and put a smile on your face again.
Yep, okay. That's been one of the challenges I've been very cognizant of, and I'm trying to get there. So,
yeah, yep. Okay.
you're absolutely dead on about that.
Bless you. Anything else? Oh, I'm putting money into something. It's like I'm putting some coins into a slot, into a machine of something.
Coins into a machine?
Yeah.
Not sure what that would be.
Okay. All I've got is this coin that's being put into a machine. It's like into a slot, but I can't see what the machine is. Right, okay. They're going symbolic on this. So I'm putting a coin into the washing machine and I'm putting all of my inner stuff into a washing machine to be cleaned. So I feel that I've got to do some cleansing with my physical self, my emotional self. Okay. And this is going to help raise the vibration of you as well. It's going to make you feel better, emotionally feel better, and physically feel better as well. I like the way they do stuff sometimes.
So, in the metaphysical sense, stuff yourself, stuff yourself in the laundry and give it a good spin.
That's it. Give it a good wash, inside and out. Lots of clean, fresh water down here. Some really nice, clean, fresh foods. And start with that, and get all the, you know, everything that's inside that you're keeping hold of. Stick that in there as well, and give it a good old wash, and send it some love. Okay.
Yeah, definitely working on that, and just actually a few days ago, well, about a week ago, started back on my bentonite clay and diatomaceous earth, you know, stuff, which I used to take religiously, and then I had kind of tapered off because life got very stressful with caring for high maintenance, very elderly doggies and things like that, and I was neglecting myself, and I just climbed back on the wagon there with, you know, looking back after me. So thank you for the confirmation. Right. I'm doing the right thing. So
bless you. No problem at all. No problem.
You have a wonderful day. I bet you got a whole mess of other people chomping at the bit to get your ear, so I don't want to hog you.
All right, bless you.
Unless Spirit is yelling something at you, I'm gonna send you a long-distance hug and let you move on, okay?
Bless you, Marty. Thanks very much. Lovely to hear from you. Keep in touch.
Oh, I shall. You have a great day. I'm enjoying the show. Carry on.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, another wonderful caller. We've got, crikey, doesn't time fly when you're having fun? We've got 35 minutes left of the show, so I'm going to go straight over to our next caller because they've been hanging on quite a while. Hello. Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello there. How are you doing?
Good.
Cool. What's your name, sir? Where are you from?
Nathaniel from California.
Nathaniel. What an awesome name, Nathaniel. I love it. California. So it must be sunny in California.
It sure is.
Fantastic. Excellent. What can we do for you, Nathaniel?
Well, I wanted to see if the spirits were coming in on, you know, anything for me. I'm kind of looking for a move or a job or something.
I wish you hadn't have said that yet, because somebody just shouted job. But that's,
you know,
all right.
I don't like to ask questions. I just actually like to ask what people see for me, but they always want a question. You know?
That's fine. No problem at all. I like it either way. But just as you said, job. Somebody was already shouting it out. So there is a job coming. I've got this gentleman that's sat in front of me, right, and he's in this chair. And he's got his leg crossed, and he's holding this really big newspaper. Over here, the big ones we have are the Times. So it's quite commercial kind 20, of...
20 sorry? Or 30 years ago, papers used to be huge. You know,
right.
I delivered papers as a boy, and papers have got, every year that's gone by, they've got skinnier.
Okay, cool. So this is obviously somebody that's going back that far, because he's holding this massive paper. And it's also like I should be doing, we don't really look in papers anymore for jobs, do we? But, okay, come on, show me what you're looking at, sir. There is something in there, because he's circling something in the paper. So there's a job there for you. And I'm seeing at the top, April. April. We're almost in April. We've only got a few days to go. So, April.
Will the job require a move, or will it be in town, the same town I'm in?
Okay. He's just pointing to the ground, so that feels to me that you're possibly going to stay where you are.
Okay.
Because he's just pointing to the ground on that one. Okay. But is it okay, because I'm getting a bit of a thing on it, is it that you would like to move to somewhere else?
Yes, I would.
Okay, because that's where I was getting with that. Right, so you may have to stay put where you are for now, and then, you know, move later on, because I feel that possibly the job needs to come first before you can go and do whatever else it is that you're going to do. Okay. Anything else he's bringing up? Okay. He's also talking. I know, obviously, the job and things is the bit there, but I feel like not confused or disorientated about where I am at the minute. Forget the job side of things, but personally as well.
You ask if I'm disoriented, you say?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, you know, I'm out here in the desert, and it's in the middle of nowhere. It's California, but it's in between Las Vegas and Long Beach, so I'm really not in a lot of the California people would like, because I'm in the high desert, and it's just a mess of tumbleweeds out here, and there's really not much green grass, and unless people plant it and take care of it and shade, you know, there's very little green grass. People don't have lawns here, you know, I mean, so it's pretty ugly.
Cool, so that's why... I was feeling... Going one way or the other. Bless you. Okay, yeah. Is there anything else you want to look at there?
Do they have an idea what I might be doing, or...
No, see, he's taking me back to the paper again, so the Times over here was quite... the paper's quite a bit, it's a big paper, I can see it's huge. There's two things that I've got to do before I find the right one. Two things I've got to do. So, what are those two things? Come on, sir. Right, okay. One is sort yourself out, look after yourself. Okay, so there's a lot of self stuff that I need to do. Getting myself back to 100%. Because I don't feel that I'm 100% at the minute. Yeah, so I need to look after myself a bit more. So that's number one. And something to do with family as well. Have you got family with you?
Sorry? I moved here with my brother a couple years ago, and he moved out like a couple years ago.
Okay.
And I've been here, and he might try to help me move from here, or he may find me a job somewhere else where I move. You know, I'm not sure.
Okay.
My brother is in my corner, so that's one good thing I got going.
Cool. Okay, so yeah, get hold of him, because there's something to do with family there. So I've got to sort myself out, get hold of family, so your brother, and then go with the flow, because that's the two that I feel, and then something's going to come around. So yeah, maybe he'll come up with a job, or know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that's got a job that you need to go and do before you can move off and do wherever you want to go.
Did you see me moving out of Barstow here, you know, this year?
Nobody's saying anything on that one.
Okay.
I can't. Unfortunately, I can't pass on anything. You know, that they don't.
Sure,
so I can't
sure.
make things up. But no, it's gone a bit quiet on that one. Nobody's saying that. He's just sat there, just sort of tapping his foot a bit. This guy. So he's waiting for something as well. Okay, he's waiting for something to happen. Go with yourself. Get yourself sorted. Get hold of your brother and see what happens from there.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
No problem at all. No problem at all. Let's pull a card for you as well while you're here. See what the angels want to bring you. Okay. I've got an angel that's stepping in close now. I've got Archangel Michael that's coming in. Very strong. I've got to give you lots of courage. I've got to give you lots of support and strength at the minute as well. Things haven't been easy over the past few months, have they?
In a couple of years. It's been about 3 years and 3 months since I moved out of my house.
Wow.
But I've been where I'm at for a couple of years, but before I was kind of living around, renting rooms in people's homes, and it was really bad.
Oh, bless you.
You know, people, you know, fought. It seemed like it was just a war. A lot of places, it was crazy people living with them.
Oh, dear. But things are looking up for you, though. Things are looking up, so that's good. Okay, so the card they've got, that's funny. The card they've got for you, there's nothing to worry about. You are safe, and this situation is under perfect control of divine providence and universal order. Only infuse loving thoughts and emotions into the situation to ensure that the highest possible outcome flows effortlessly to and through you. Oh, what a beautiful card.
It really is. It really fits the situation, and it really gives me a lot of reinsurance that you were talking about 10 or 20 minutes ago, that reinsurance. And that's when people, you know, sometimes people freak out. I saw the Hollywood Medium on something, and somebody said, does someone strangle here? And the lady freaked out because she couldn't go to sleep or something in that area for so long. It's just amazing that it is there. There is a spirit world, and most of them, you know, our family are all really rooting for us, you know, and they want us to know that we can see them. That's one thing my grandma said, you know, if you didn't really have a message, that her message is that we can see you all the time, you know, so that's a big message.
Yeah, fantastic. Absolutely lovely, especially to come from your grandma as well. Things going around the internet at the minute of people taking pictures of these unseen worlds that are in the clouds. I mean, how cool is that? That they're actually getting to see, you know, the unseen world that's out there, which is even more proof as well. So it's amazing. Even though we're having, you know, those experiences of
the I've seen these big motherships, you know, these little UFOs go around and do an acrobatic show. This big, huge ship appears for 3 seconds, and the UFOs disappear in there, and then the thing, it disappears. Big mothership appears for 3 seconds, and like these 7 UFOs doing like artwork and whatever, fire, you know, like, They're doing a show. They're being like showing off like the Blue Angels or something, and they're flying all around. And then this big mothership appears for 3 seconds, and then they go inside and it disappears. And you go,
awesome.
Well, what if they can? It's unfathomable. It's one of the most unfathomable things that you can think of. That thing, this big mothership, can appear and disappear without even, you know. They sometimes hide in the clouds.
That's another conversation for another show, because I love that kind of stuff, you know, with the galactic beings that are working with us, you know, and it just made me laugh that you've got so many people out there that are so closed off to you know, these galactic beings that are working with us. And the funny thing is, these galactic beings were probably here before we were, you know.
They were here in the, you know, when Moses tried to free the slaves, because I think that's what some of the other ones got confused, and who was God, and what alien race was, and, you know, even, you know, think about all that, you know.
It's absolutely mad, and it's so great that obviously you know, seen stuff like that as well. That's awesome. So fantastic, Nathaniel. Thank you so much for calling in. It was lovely to speak to you.
Thank you.
No problem at all. Keep up the good work. Keep in touch, mate. Let us know how you get on.
Well, bye-bye now.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Wow, yeah. Great call there from Nathaniel. And he's seen these motherships and stuff. I mean, that's just, like I say, another completely different show, really. We will do one night. In fact, I've got a lovely lady who's coming on in a couple of weeks, by the name of Lorraine Dolan, and she was my tutor for my angelic Reiki, and she works with all different kinds of galactic beings, ascended masters, and she's going to come onto the show and talk to us and take some calls and stuff as well. And she's the perfect person to talk about some of these galactic beings, because she's so strong with them as well, and the work that she does is pretty awesome and pretty amazing. So I can't wait for that show. But yeah, you know, people, unfortunately, are so closed off, you know, and they think that that we are the only living beings in this universe. I mean, really? Or seriously? Either way. But that's up to them, you know. We're not here to prove anything to them. They'll get their own experiences and have their own whatever it is, you know. That's entirely up to them. Like I always say, I'm in my lovely little bubble, and they're in their bubble. So we've still got about 24 minutes to go left tonight. I was going to tell you quickly about the healers and the documentary that I watched a few weeks ago on the internet, and it was about the healer that was in the Amazonian jungle, and there was so many people that had got different things wrong with them. One guy had got some kind of cancer, a girl had got IBS, what else was there? There were some really good ones on there as well. I can't remember what the other ones were now. But anyway, there was about 8 people that had got different things wrong with them. And they all agreed to leave their life for 30 days and go and see this shaman in the Amazonian jungle. Okay, and spend 30 days with them. And it was like a retreat that they got in the middle of the jungle. So they did. Anyway, off they went, and they spent these few weeks in the Amazonian jungle with no phones, no, you know, this, that, the other. They just had to do what the shaman doctor told them to do. Okay. Pugmama saw it, and she was very cool. It was really cool. And there was there was this one guy, bless him. He got the cancer or some tumor or something in him, and he was literally in pain. 24/7 with this cancer thing that was going on, okay, and he was there. I think he was only there for a couple of weeks, I think, he literally, he could walk around. You know, he felt like this thing had actually gone down, and he could walk around, and he was quite sort of happy and joyful and that kind of stuff. And he went, and he left in the end. Unfortunately, he passed away, but what they didn't know was he was in his final stages of being, and it was time for him to go. But for those few weeks that he had that without that pain and stuff, so he got out of it what he was meant to get out of it, which was really cool. But we had the girl with IBS. She had to go back and do some healing on herself from when she was a child and such, and stuff that she'd brought with her, which is obviously why she was getting the issues with the food, very similar to what I have. I have food issues, and that's down from previous relationships, which I spoke about a few shows ago, I think. My body associates that food with a certain time now of when things weren't going very well in the relationship. So every time I eat this food, my body is going, I'm not eating that, I don't want that, you know, and goes all doolally and stuff. And that was similar to her. So she was absolutely cured by the time she left. And then there was the one guy, I can't remember what was wrong with him. It was anxieties and things like that, I can't remember. But he was really struggling at this one point after they'd taken this thing that they drink and they go off spiritually for 3 days or whatever it is. He was really, really struggling and really sort of angry with the shaman doctor. But the doctor was just so cool with him. Because I remember all he wanted was a bowl of fruit. We've got a call there from Walshie. I'll be with you in just a second, my friend. all he wanted was his bowl of fruit. And then you could see the transformation from the person that he was to in the middle of the program, and then to the end of the program was just absolutely fantastic. It was amazing. You know, and they're trying to bring this healing into the Western world, which, you know, I think they should, because we are healers. Everybody is a healer. We can heal ourselves, you know, not just through the intention of thought, you know, but with natural medicines, you know, the pharmaceutical companies and so on and so on. There was loads of stories about those going about at the minute, so we shan't go into that. But, you know, we can heal each other as well as ourselves. And it's always a good way to start with yourself, with the fresh, clean water, fresh fruit and vegetables. Keep it clean, keep it clear as much as you can. He says that, and I'm sat here because I've treated myself tonight, and I've actually got myself a little bottle of Coca-Cola, which I don't normally drink, so I'm going to be really ill later. But, you know, when you just have that little moment when I'm just going to have a little bit and give in. So let's just pop over to Walsh, who's in the queue there. A couple of callers left. Hello.
Hello, John. My name is really Tom. I'm just watching the chat room.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Oh, well, I have the phone Velcroed to my face now, so nothing's going to happen unless the gremlins come back in.
Oh, I'm lucky tonight because they haven't come in. Last week they cut me off. I think it was about 5 minutes into the show, and I had to reconnect and everything. It was a nightmare. But oh, I don't know. What's going on with you, Walsh? How can we help you today?
Well, I'm very happy since I heard your intro song. I was driving at the time when Pug Mama texted me, and that intro song just had me raring along. That
super
happy song.
It's fantastic, isn't it? Absolutely fantastic. And it came to me when I was, I think I was out working. I work with events and stuff on the other few days a week. And we were, I can't remember where we were now, off doing a job. And that came on. I was like, that's the one. That's the song I'm going to play. And I love it. Every time I play it, it just lifts you up, doesn't it?
It brings your energy right in.
Mm.
I was wondering, possibly I could hear from Spirit and see if they have a message for me. I'm hoping
certainly
they do.
Certainly. Okay. All right. Okay. Straight away, I have this lovely lady that comes in. She's about, she's around 5'5 to 5'6. She's a slightly more than a medium build. Okay. She's got a lovely round face on her. Lovely round face. And she's got this really tight, curly, sort of dark to light grey hair going on her. She's got a lovely energy around her. She's very jovial kind of person, but she's also got a straight face as well. So she had a good sense of humour, but she knew how to talk to you. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay. She's talking about in the family circle as well. So from the description, do you recognise the description of the lady?
Yes, I do, as my grandmother. She
Excellent.
Resonates with me 100%.
Brilliant. And she's got lovely, not puffy cheeks, but she's got some really nice cheeks going on her as well. Like they're quite predominant, you know. Not quite rosy, but she's got really sort of lovely cheeks going on there as well. And her eyes, they're not wide, but they're not really thin. So, yeah, they're just about normal eyes. Okay. She's also talking about an earring. So she would have had an earring at some point. I don't know whether she had it before she passed or whether it was earlier on in her life, because she's just showing me a gold stud that she would have had in.
Well, I know she had emphysema.
Okay. Okie dokie. She's talking about knee joints, so there's something going on with her knees.
Maybe those are my knee joints.
Oh, okay. So you've got the problem with the knees?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Do you have to wear something around the knee?
No. No, not yet.
Because I feel I've got something around the knee. I don't know whether it's a heat pad or a cold pad or something like that, but I feel that I need to. I feel that I've got something around there that sort of. Because is it like an ache you've got going on as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So there's something. I don't know whether it's a hot or a cold one. I'm not quite getting it. But there's something that I can put on my knee that's going to help that aching in those joints in the knee. Okay. She's also going psychic. So are you developing with your psychic gifts, your psychic abilities?
I'm going with them as quick as they come in.
Awesome. Brilliant. And we know, obviously, psychic abilities are the clairvoyance, clairsentience, and so on and so on. So okay, she's talking about the two at the minute, which is this clairsentient, your feelings and feeling, obviously, emotions and stuff from people and spirit, and clairvoyant as well, which is seeing spirit. So those are the two that she's really talking about at the minute.
Yes, okay. Yes, definitely.
Okay.
I'm curious about them.
Brilliant. Because I feel that it's a steady, it's like a steady progress with you at the minute as well. It's like I'm not rushing too fast. I'm just quite easy with the way that it comes, and I'm quite happy with that.
That's right.
Okay. Excuse me. She's coming in quite close now. Let me just have a sip of this. Okay. When spirit coming close with you as well, do you feel that you get that dry throat and it makes you cough?
I've been coughing a lot lately, yes.
Cool. So this is what's happening. When spirit are coming in close, they're drying your throat because they're obviously using you as a channel or trying to use you as a channel, and they will. And they'll come close to your throat chakra. Okay, so keep plenty of water to hand when they do and have a good clear. You'll get used to it, but it's just a sort of a natural process for when they do that. Okay, well, just take me back. She was just telling me something a minute ago, and I started rabbiting on. Okay, so with your clairsentient side of things as well, watch your emotions. Try and work out which ones are yours and which ones are spirits. Okay?
Okay.
Because this is coming in quite strong with you, she's saying. Okay. So I feel that they're working more on the clairsentient side than the clairvoyant side at the minute. You're feeling a lot more around you, or they want you to feel a lot more.
It's coming around fast.
Cool. Okay. All right. I feel that I need to be doing a little bit more grounding. Oh, that was it. Yeah, she's just reminding me now. Also, do you have an opening and a closing process that you do?
No.
Okay. I've been having this chat with a lady actually via email, and what I do is when I am ready to work with spirit, I always do an opening process. So I'll do my little prayer. I will open up my chakras and bring the white light down through me into the earth, so I'm fully connected with earth and spirit. And send healing out into the world, etc. Sometimes I'll go up and I'll sit in the beam of light out in the universe somewhere, which I am tonight at the minute. Even though I'm sat talking to you in the chair, some of my spirit is up in space. And that's my sort of hello, spirit. I'm here. I'm ready to work. Okay.
Okay.
And then when I finish, I come back down again, I close my chakras down, and at the end of it I say, I am now returning to my physical self and closing down. So they know that that's me finished and done for the day.
Okay.
Okay. So try and get something like that in, working for you. Because
yes.
The lady that I'm working with at the minute, she hasn't got anything like that with you. And spirit are coming in all times of the day, all times of the night. And she hasn't really got any control over it. And with your emotions, that's what's happening with you as well, I feel.
Yes. Yes, okay. You're right.
So if you get my email off the site, which is john@spiritualmedium.org.uk. Send me an email and I can type it all out for you, what I do, and then you can just adapt it to however you feel is good for you.
Great. Maybe if you could put it in the chat, I'll just copy it. I just liked your page on Facebook.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah, I can do it on there for you. That's no problem. But yeah, it's a great way of getting that little bit of control over it, because I used to be, exactly when I first started this, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm actually talking to Spirit and Manan and all this business. And then obviously Spirit are like coming in thinking, oh yeah, he's so excited. We're going to go and talk to him at 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. You know?
That's why I'm up all night, you know?
You know, and yeah, next minute you're up all night because the Spirit, you're trying to go to sleep and they're like trying to wake you up going, oi, oi, we've come to talk to you. We want to get this message across. We want you to go and see this person, this, that and the other, you know. And it's like, you know, stupid o'clock in the morning. You know, I'm trying to go to sleep. So it's always good to get that little bit of control over it. And obviously with your bubble and stuff as well that you put around you for your protection is always good. So there's, you know, there's a few different little bits that you can do, okay? Right. Ahead. Got to go ahead. Okay. Oh, okay. So there's some new stuff that's going to start coming in for you. Are we allowed to tell them what it is? Okay. On your spiritual side of things, go with the flow. Okay. They're quite happy that things are going the way that they're meant to be at the minute. You will find that you will get drawn to certain things, okay? Trust that they have been presented for you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see what kind of... Have you ever seen trance done before?
No.
Okay. I'll leave that one with you. Have a look into trance. See how that resonates with you. Let's see what cards she wants to give you. That one there. She's talking about chakra work as well. I know I mentioned the chakras earlier and opening your chakras. Some chakra clearing and energy work would be good for you as well. Okay. Just to brighten up your chakras a little bit. Okay. So your first card is entrepreneur. Self-employment suits your disposition and intentions. Working for yourself allows you to better follow your intuition and divine guidance. We are your co-workers and teammates who remain loyally by your side to ensure your success in all ways. Okay, so there's lots of spirit working in the background on something that's coming. They're talking around the 6 month mark here for you. I do feel I need to keep a clean and clear mind. Okay, she's jumping back in here while I'm in the doing the card. She's talking about meditation as well. Get yourself into a nice meditative state, and that's when you can hear her as well.
Okay. I've been practicing that. You know, John, I have a problem with meditation. I can just never get it quiet enough. I can't find that quiet space. I live in Maine, and the woods are my quiet spot, but it's only 8 degrees here in the morning, and I go out there, and I freeze up.
Okay.
It reached the high today, 17, you know?
Yeah. Have you tried guided meditation to start with?
Oh?
A guided meditation.
No.
Try a guided one. I'm exactly the same. My mind's so busy and all over the place. Sometimes it's nice to have somebody talk you through to a certain place, and then once you get there, spirit are there waiting for you, or they'll come in and work with you when you're there. That's always a good one to do.
Okay, I'm sure I could pick one up on YouTube and just leave the speaker on next to my head at night.
That's it, yeah. You could do your own. If you wanted, I've started doing my own, where I record my own voice, or I take myself off down a walkway or down a path in the woods, wherever I feel that I want to go on that day, because you're not journeying on this one, you're meditating. So you can take yourself wherever you want to go and go and sit in whatever place and put whatever you want in there. And then obviously you can, you know, sit with your spirit and guides, you know, and they'll talk to you however they want to. So try that. See how you get on.
Okay.
Oh, excellent. And your next card is Daydream. You will more easily hear and receive our messages if you daydream regularly. Relax and open your mind to receiving. Without directing your thoughts, just notice any feelings, visions, or ideas as if you were watching a movie. This is the seat of creativity.
Okay. Very good.
How cool is that? Brilliant. So yeah, excellent stuff for you.
I'll say. I'll let you get on with your last calls unless you're not finished. I only have 6 minutes left.
Yes, I've only got 6 minutes left. I do have one more caller, so I'm going to dive over to that caller. Thank you very much, Tom. It's lovely to hear from you.
Same here.
I hope you're enjoying the show. Keep in touch, my friend.
I'll put you on follow. Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, so yeah, fantastic caller there from Tom. We've got about about 4 minutes left. Oh, and our last caller's just disappeared, so we've got no more callers left for a minute. So yeah, crikey, what a lovely show. Quite a few good, really nice messages there as well. A little bit of working out to be done. As we know, Spirit like to, they like to make me work sometimes. And really look into things. So that was nice, a little bit of working around things this evening as well. So we were talking about meditation and chakras there as well. And obviously an opening and closing process. There's quite a few people that don't do that kind of thing. For me personally, I mean, I can only tell you how I do it. You know, everybody is completely different. You know, so all I do is just give you sort of my experience, whatever you can. If you take a little bit from that, that helps you, then awesome. If you take a lot, awesome. You know, it is what it is for you. But for me, you know, I have that little bit of control. Spirit know that they can come in if it's an emergency or if I need to learn something at that time, if I need to learn a lesson from something like today. Perfect. Okay, today was an absolutely perfect day today. We were in Leamington in the park, as I told you earlier on, and there was this beautiful big tree that was just stood there. And I said to Teresa, I said, what are you getting from the tree? I said, are you getting anything from the tree? And she's like, no. I said, well, hug at the tree, you know, hug the tree. I said, ask for the tree first, because I love tree hugging. I've got some really nice tree friends. And I grabbed hold of this tree. And gave him some love. And as I did, he took me back to the early 1900s, I think it must have been. It might have been a little bit earlier, I'm not quite sure. But if you can imagine Charlie Chaplin, whatever year that was, or years that he were, it was those kind of days with the cars, some of the ladies with the dresses and the little umbrellas and things like that, walking around the park. So the tree actually took me back to see what it was like back at that time. So I don't know whether that was when the tree was first planted or not. I wasn't quite sure. But it was a wonderful experience, you know. And I needed to have that experience at that time. So Spirit know that they can come in and help me with things like that. So that was lovely. But other times, you know, when I'm busy doing my ordinary job, which pretty much is this now, but, you know, my entertainment side of things, because I'm a professional compere and DJ, I talk for a living, in case you haven't noticed, they know to leave me alone. But they are still there because I can feel them. You know, I feel my helpers and my guides around me because I physically feel them on my body as well, which is also really nice. But, you know, they know that I'm working and I've got to concentrate on whatever it is I'm doing. But they help me out because if I'm playing music and stuff and I can't think of this song, they'll give me the song of the one that I want to play next. So they're really good like that. But it's different for everybody else, you know. Everybody's completely different. So I've got that set that intention of when I'm going to work and when they can really come in and work with me. But you do get some that sneak in at night and they do like to try and awake you up. So just tell them, look, you know, come back when I'm awake, come back in daytime hours, and so on and so on. So I've got 60 seconds left on the clock. Thank you very much to all of our callers, everybody in the chat room, Charlie, my daughter, who's listening intensively there. Gemini Moon, lovely to see you again. We've got a guest, 972, Pug Mama, Walsh, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. It's lovely to hear from you all. It's been a lovely show. Don't forget we're back on Wednesday. I've got guests arriving from after next week. Like I say, Lorraine Dolan. I've got Deborah Southward from, she's from over the States somewhere. She's going to come and do some shows as well. Come and have a chat and talk about what she does. So keep safe, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy every experience that the Creator wants you to have down here. Spread the love to absolutely everybody. See the love in everybody and in everything that you do. Enjoy your week. I'll be back on Wednesday, 9:30. Take care.